Zondervan presents Moments with the Savior, A Devotional Life of Christ, by Ken Geyer. Read by Jeremy Johnson. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1:14. Introduction. He was, at the very least, the most remarkable person to walk this earth. He came with words too incredible to believe, and with wonders too incredible not to. His footsteps shook the world, leaving a crevasse across the centuries, separating the ones that stretched ahead of him from those that lay behind him. The prints left by those steps were made not by the hobnailed boots of a soldier or by the tailored footwear of a senator. They were made by sandals, sandals as unaccustomed to floors of marble as they were to fields of battle. Who was the man that wore them? This man who wielded no sword commanded no army. This man whose steps were so foreign to the corridors of power. About him we know so very little. We know next to nothing about his childhood, and comparatively little about his adulthood. For John tells us that if everything had been written down that he did, the whole world would not have room for the books that would be written. Yet he himself wrote nothing, published nothing. His sermons were short, his prayers mostly private, his ministry a scant 3.5 years. Who was this man who changed the world, walking wherever he went in such ordinary sandals? His name was Jesus. Some knew him as Savior. This book attempts to capture a few of the moments they shared with him. Each chapter of the book is meant to draw you close to Jesus for a few moments so you too can see the kindness in his eyes, hear the tenderness in his voice, feel the compassion in his heart. The scripture that is quoted at the beginning of each chapter frames these moments. The meditation is merely my attempt to fill in some local color and shade in some emotional perspective. The prayer is designed to start you thinking about what the Spirit of God may be saying to you as a result of the moments you have spent with the Savior. The prayer is not an end in itself. It is a beginning, a priming of the pump, so to speak, in hopes that you will continue with words drawn from the well of your own experience, spilling from your heart unto His. My hope is that you will see in Jesus something of what others saw, hear something of what they heard, feel something of what they felt, that with them you might see Him for the beautiful Savior He is, and that with them you might fall at His feet to love Him whose sandals the very greatest have always felt least worthy to untie. Ken Geyer. An Insightful Moment Under a Tree. Scripture. A record of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac. Isaac, the father of Jacob. Jacob, the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah, the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. Perez, the father of Hezron. Hezron, the father of Ram. Ram, the father of Amminadab. Amminadab, the father of Nahshon. Nahshon, the father of Salmon. Salmon, the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Boaz, the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Obed, the father of Jesse. And Jesse, the father of King David. David was the father of Solomon, whose mother had been Uriah's wife. Solomon, the father of Rehoboam. Rehoboam, the father of Abijah. Abijah, the father of Asa. Asa, the father of Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat, the father of Jehoram. Jehoram, the father of Uzziah. Uzziah, the father of Jotham. Jotham, the father of Ahaz. Ahaz, the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah, the father of Manasseh.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?